Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, game day is back, and the Nations League is also back tonight at 5 p.m. England take on Hungary in Budapest, and TalkSport will have live commentary. Ahead of the match, TalkSport's England correspondent, Faker Ruthers, spoke to the England manager, Gareth Southgate.
You found it really hard to break down Hungary at Wembley in October. As we were discussing then, you know, it was a very different Hungarian side that you faced in Budapest the month before. But what did you learn from the Wembley match that you can take into this one?
Well, we didn't play well enough. Individually, collectively, we didn't press well enough. One or two tactical tweaks that we think can create some more problems as well. So, yeah, we had a rare underperformance as a group, and in the end, we still had a huge amount of possession in the game and the vast majority of chances. But in terms of the performance level, we didn't think it was at the level that or the standard that we set. So, what we're focusing on every day is making sure that's right on the training pitch, and that normally transfers into the games.
Bearing in mind, you've said that Raheem hasn't trained, missed a couple of sessions, Phil's obviously out as well. Jared Bowen, we've talked so much about, he's obviously going to get an opportunity with rotation. Have you been excited by what you've seen from him in training?
Definitely. He's settled into the group really well. And, you know, I think he knew one or two of the players previously anyway. But he's come in with that attitude that I'm not a case of I'm going to have a look at it and see how it goes. I'm going to push myself and show what I can do and really take the challenge on. And that's what you hope to see, really. So we're really pleased with how he's trained. It's a great moment for him in terms of his form and, of course, the excitement about being around the team. So him and James Justin have both been, you know, very, very good. You wouldn't have known it was their first camp if you were looking from the outside.
Now staying with England, Harry Kane is just 5 goals away from breaking the all-time England goal-scoring record, currently held by Wazza on 53 goals. A goal this evening would see Kane reach the 50-goal mark for England. And he's been speaking to TalkSport's Faker Ruthers ahead of the game.
Always go into games feeling confident and feeling like I can score when the opportunities come. So try not to think about the 50 too much. Obviously, I know you guys will bring it up probably before most of the games. But as always in my career, I've just gone game by game and step by step. And of course, would love to score, would love to win and obviously reach that 50 mark. But if it doesn't happen, it's no drama. We're on to the next game and I'm focused on that. So that's my mindset. And I feel like that's really helped me to get to where I am now.
So much talk about the need for someone to emerge and nail on that spot as your backup. You know, I think we all know you are Gareth's number one. What have you seen from Tammy Abraham in training that could suggest that he could be the one?
Yeah, look, I think Tammy's a great player. You know, he's had a fantastic season at club level. Still learning, still obviously got experience to gain, but he comes here every time he comes here, he works hard, he trains hard, He wants to impress the manager. He wants to score goals. And of course, I think it's great. It's great to have competition in every position. And I think in the Premier League, we've got some great English strikers who are scoring goals on a regular basis. So obviously, Tammy's doing that for Roma as well. So yeah, look, he's a great player. I'm sure he'll want to keep improving, keep working hard, and that's what he'll try and do, obviously, in this camp and then obviously going back to club level as well.
Now, yesterday was day two of England's five-day Test match series against New Zealand at Lord's, and it's they who will certainly be the happier of the two sides. New Zealand finished the day with a lead of over 200 runs. TalkSport's cricket correspondent John Norman summarised the day's events at the close of play.
New Zealand have turned this match around. 56 for 4 shortly after the lunch break when Devon Conway was caught down the leg side. But they walk off the field without losing another wicket. A wicketless final session has put this match firmly in the hands of New Zealand. Brilliant batting from Blundell and also Mitchell, both in the 90s. But England will be rueing missed opportunities. They had New Zealand all out yesterday for 132. They had them reduced to 56 for 4, but it's New Zealand with a lead now of 227 who will be sleeping the better of the two sides. They go in at stumps 236 for 4.
And just a reminder, for more cricket insight from John Norman and the other cricket pundits, including Steve Harmison and Neil Manthrop, you can download the Following On podcast. It's available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, and it's the very best of TalkSport's cricket output. Now, yesterday, Darren Bent was alongside me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show, and we spoke about Manchester United and who should be the captain. Some have suggested it should be Ronaldo, but Benty was having none of it.
We know he's a leader, but he tried to lead this season and not too many of the players followed him. Some of them went the other way. None of them improved. None of them wanted to kind of follow the example he set. And there were times, you have to hold your hands up. We know he's one of the greats, but there were times where players didn't pass him the ball. He'd turn his back on them. He'd throw his arms up.
But that's just him, right?
Okay, but then he can't be a captain. That's not a captain.
But don't you want... I mean, I would imagine if you were playing for Cristiano Ronaldo, the last thing you want to do is let him down.
I get that.
Everyone's got to up their game.
Okay, but did it work this season?
No, but he wasn't captain.
No, but still, there were times where he was a captain this season without having the armband. That's for sure. But for me, I'd David De Gea would be my captain.
How much of a blow would it be to Harry Maguire if you took the captaincy off him?
Well, it'd be deserved. Because I think there's an argument that Harry Maguire might not even start next season. So how can your captain be on the bench?
Really?
Yeah. If Ten Hag brings in another centre-half,
yeah,
he might think, well, I want to play... Even though Varane's not been great, he might want to partner him with Varane. There's no guarantees he starts. David De Gea, though, will start for Manchester United every single week if he's fit.
I just think... I've not played at your level, obviously, right? I could have done, but I just didn't. I would imagine... And you tell me if I'm wrong, that if you've got your goalkeeper who's the captain, you're losing something throughout the team, aren't you? You can't get instructions from midfielder. I'm asking.
Yeah, but that's such a dated argument.
Because, is it?
Yeah, because you have captains that are out there that aren't the most vocal. So if there's captains out there...
But what's the role nowadays of a captain?
Just pretty much give the instructions, be that link between the manager and the players, maybe lead by example. Like Jordan Henderson is a screamer and an absolute... You've heard him. Mm. Absolutely goes crazy. But there are captains out there that aren't like that, that aren't built like that. Do you know what I mean? They're just kind of like, okay. Like Connor Cody's another one, captain. Mm. At the back, screams like crazy, and that's all you can ever hear.
Who's the captain, I suppose? Hugo Lloris, right?
He's exact goalkeeper. Yeah, or Kane. And Hugo Lloris, I don't think he's a baller and a screamer.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, questions continue to be asked about the chaos that took place before the Champions League final in Paris last weekend. Yesterday, Real Madrid released a statement calling for answers and explanations, and UEFA formally apologised to Liverpool and Real Madrid fans. Alex Crook was alongside Sam Matafase and Stuart Pearce yesterday morning, and he argued Madrid's statement made UEFA and the French government look even more foolish.
Well, it just belittles the statements the French government have been making since those incidents at the weekend, trying to put the blame firmly on Liverpool fans, actually. I think credit to Real Madrid, they're not burying their head in the sand. They've come out, and this is a show of solidarity with Liverpool, really. But I think UEFA and the French police have got serious questions to answer. Closing off walkways, funneling fans, thousands of fans into the stadium, firing pepper spray at will, as supporters who were peacefully just trying to make their way into the stadium.
And we finished the podcast with a bit of fun. Yesterday, of course, was the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, and TalkSport Breakfast took the opportunity to celebrate. Natalie Sawyer was joined by Ray Parlour, Trevor Sinclair and Sam Ellard at the end of the show, and they enjoyed a Cobra bomb shot live on air to celebrate Her Majesty the Queen. Not really sure of the connection there, but they did it anyway.
We all know you're famous for liking a drink. We all know that
Sorry?
You love...
Well,
you like a drink here and there. And we've been working, haven't we, last couple of days?
Yeah.
We've only got a few minutes left to the show.
Indeed.
So myself and the rest of the production boys, we thought we'd give you guys a treat for working so hard on this bank holiday. Now, Ray, you love...
It is hard work.
You're
in a seat.
I know.
Are you serious?
You love a Cobra bomb, don't you? Is that fair?
How did the Cobra bomb come about?
Well, I'll tell you, Natalie, it was during the lockdown. My mates were going on a stag do. Obviously, they couldn't go.
Mm.
And they all got on Zoom, which has been brilliant during the lockdown. And they said, wait, can you just do a Jager bomb and we're going to do it together? But I didn't have no Red Bull. I went, I've got a Cobra in my hand. Oh, that'll do. Just put that in and bang. And to be fair, I enjoyed it better than the
really?
Red Bull.
Did you?
And yes, the videos now have become legendary, haven't they? You're doing Cobra bombs.
Well,
The legendary, aren't they?
I'm still waiting for me legendary. Free Cobra beer, but I don't get that. I mean,
I love watching them.
Peroni, whatever you want to do.
Whatever beer. Look at you. Have you tried out a few? Or is it always Cobra?
Camden Hills is lovely.
Just naming beers now, aren't we, really? Well, guys, it's a treat, isn't it? Boys, if you want to come in, should we all cheers to a weekend?
Team,
come on, boys, in you come. Yeah. They work hard.
And this is a toast to the Queen as well.
And also, before we start...
I don't think she likes Cobra bombs, but...
In front of you, Ray, we have got a Cobra bomb, don't we? We're going to do a Cobra bomb live this morning. All the boys are loving it. Nat, you don't seem so sure, do you?
I'm a bit worried about it.
And Trev, you've got your Sambuca.
I've got my Sambuca ready.
Good boy, Trev. Well, see? Yeah.
Could be water.
You have to neck it, Ray.
Of course you do.
You have to neck it.
Cheers, guys.
Stop.
In one.
Oh,
cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
To the Queen.
Cheers,
to the Queen.
Yeah.
Schlanche.
Well, that works a treat on radio, doesn't it? Bit of silence.
Oh.
Well, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, Game Day returns today and TalkSport will have live commentary of Hungary against England, that one at 5 p.m. this evening. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport, 10 p.m. Monday night, alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. Make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.